the White House today, President Bush is to host the new president of Georgia, a man who led opposition protests that toppled Eduard Shevardnadze last November. Georgia is a small former Soviet republic, but it generates a lot of interest here in Washington because of its strategic position in the Caucasus and its potential as a transit country for Caspian oil. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
These are heady days for President Mikhail Saakashvili. The 36-year-old graduate of Columbia University Law School is anxious to see continued U.S. support for his young government. During an interview with NPR, Saakashvili spoke the language of President Bush in more ways than one.
For me, it's all about values. That's the thing that will reshape geopolitics. I believe that the influence of the U.S. in that region and in any other region of the world, it's not the influence connected with the military, although they played an important role, but it's influence mainly connected with the values that the U.S. has to advocate and preach everywhere. And that's what's changed the course of our history as well.
Bush administration officials have been holding up Georgia as an example of democracy in a troubled part of the world and are offering the Saakashvili government some $166 million in support over the next year. One senior administration official described Saakashvili's reform agenda as ambitious and aggressive. Washington has also been paying close attention to his anti-corruption campaign, which he says is unlikely to reach as far as Shevardnadze.
In most of the post-Soviet space, succession is a big problem, and presidents usually do not like to quit their position. So it's also people from other kinds of opposition that are telling us, please, don't touch Shevardnadze, because then our presidents will resist till the end and they will never quit.
One Georgia watcher, Zeno Baran of the Nixon Center, says there are now enormous expectations both in Georgia and here in Washington about the new team in Tbilisi, and there are serious challenges in a country torn by ethnic and civil strife. Baran believes Saakashvili will get more than just a handshake at the White House today.
Because of its strategic location, because the new team has already so many friends in Washington, I don't think this will be a simple photo op, but this will be fairly substantial.
Saakashvili has already made the rounds in Congress, where he found lawmakers eager to help. New Jersey Republican Chris Smith calls this a window of opportunity.
What are the foreign aid needs, the military needs, the ongoing tensions between the Russians and Georgia? This visit and will help us put in better perspective how we could be helpful to the new president.
The U.S. is expected to continue providing military assistance to Georgia, and Washington has been pushing Russia to keep its promise to pull out its military bases that date back to the Soviet days. Saakashvili, who recently met with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow, clearly welcomes the U.S. support on that front.
I think Russians understand that it's not the battlefield between the superpowers. We are a small country. We need to survive in a very complicated geopolitical environment. It's all about cooperation and coinciding interests.
Asked whether he sees a long-term U.S. military presence in his country, the Georgian president says administration officials here have told him there won't be any U.S. bases, but he added he's looking forward to a long-term military relationship and won't give the U.S. any troubles if it wants to use Georgian territory in the war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.